Good morning, friends and family. I truly hope that you've had a wonderful start to your morning. It is an fabulous weekend to boot. We're here. It's the Sunday Morning Breakfast Crew, and we are on the line for Sunday Morning Inspiration. And we're so excited that you are here to join us and to just celebrate God's Word. As we've been talking about hard decisions made easy. That's right. Hard decisions made easy. This has been a spectacular topic, and one that if you didn't get a chance to check out Bible study on Wednesday night, I highly recommend going to SundayMorningBreakfast.org and getting yourself a copy, because it truly was amazing. And I'm just going to note, any other calls before that are also available on SundayMorningBreakfast.org. Check out weekly meals and you'll see them there. But this morning, we're here for inspiration. This morning, we're continuing our conversation on hard decisions made easy. And I'm ecstatic about it, because it's one of those things that I've had to question, right? Have you ever had to make a decision that was contrary to everything you once believed? Think about that. Have you ever had to do that? Have you ever had to make a decision that actually hurt someone that you love? Have you ever had to make a decision that no matter the consequence, or a God-sequence, you still had to live with? Those are things that we need to sit and consider, because in many times it is that case. It's the unexpected consequences. It's the impact on the ones we love. But in reality, it still falls back to it's made easy because of the life we've chosen in Christ. So we're here again. We're talking about hard decisions made easy, and we're going to move forward on this call with our leader, Mr. Tellius Carr. Good morning, Mr. Carr.
Good morning, Ms. Tiana.
How are you, sir?
I'm doing wonderful. And yourself?
Great, thank you.
Right, let's wake up now. So, good morning, everybody. As we get started, we're in, where are we now? May?
It's May, yes.
Okay. All right, so make sure that we buckle down, we're preparing for the summer, but more than anything, we're preparing for God and God's Word. So, we're talking about hard decisions made easy. Before we get started, let's go ahead and open up with prayer, please, Ms. Tiana.
Yes, let's bow our heads. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for this wonderful life that you have bestowed upon us. We thank you for giving us the opportunity to call on you, to speak directly with you, such that in any and in through all situations, we know that you are right there, Heavenly Father, with us, to have that connection, so that we can be reminded of the gift inside of us, the Holy Spirit. He's right there with us, so that those decisions in our lives, those circumstances, are made easy. We thank you for the ministry. We thank you for our leader, and we are so grateful for the word that's about to go forth. We thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. So, yeah, we're talking about hard decisions made easy. Before I get started, I'm actually going to let Ms. Tiana go ahead and give her spiel, and then I'll get started. Ms. Tiana?
Yes, sir. So as we were just talking about, there's questions that we have in our lives. And the one I left off with is, have you had to make a decision that no matter the consequence or God-sequence, you still had to live with it? Well, in 2014, my sister invited me to her union of her and her partner. 14 years prior to that, she had shared her sexuality with me. And to be honest, I wasn't surprised. And I was her immediate ally. Well, a few years before 2014, my understanding of God's word grew. And the knowledge that same-sex unions did not align with his word was clear. So contrary to what I had once believed and allied and supported, I had to make a decision to not attend my sister's union. To the flesh, it was difficult to see her hurt. To the spirit, it was a decision made easy. 5 years later, I still live with that decision and the consequences that, for her, I'm not welcomed around her family, Well, I share this because I can only imagine what Saul experienced when he was blinded en route to Damascus. Not to say that I experienced his awakening, but I can say that I understand the separation from family and crew he once knew and the impact that that new life decision that was made easy in his walk in Christ had on his relationships and his life. He was despised by that same crew that he formerly allied with and was now against because of the new religion and Christians he was around. And those same individuals he was around doubted his conversion. But Saul, now Paul, weathered through those suspicions and allegations to become one of the most prolific New Testament writers. He penned letters to tribes. He wrote most of the New Testament. And his love for Christ and Christ's love for the world is what grew and constantly grew inside him. So even when his convictions led to his actual death, Paul persisted in teaching about his faith, living with the God sequence of that decision he made. God tells us to choose you this day. And once we choose him, how easy our choices are. He also tells us to be in the world, but not of the world. Thus, choosing him allows us to navigate in this world that much easier. I hope you ate well.
All right. So, y'all, I want to start it off with this. John, let's go with John chapter 5, verse 30. I'm going to allow you to get that, Miss Tiana. Again, y'all, it's John chapter 5, verse 30. 30, write that down. Yeah, I like that one. All right, what you got, Miss Tiana?
I can of myself do nothing. As I hear, I judge. And my judgment is righteous because I do not seek my own will, but the will of the Father who sent me. Amen?
Making hard decisions, but we can make them look easy. I can do nothing on my own. As much as I hear, everything that I hear, I judge. But my judgment is just, is righteous. Because I seek not my own desires, not my own will, but I seek the will of God who sent me. I love this scripture, y'all. I can do nothing on my own. Check. Everybody check that one, right?
Yes.
But as I hear, I judge. Uh-oh, that's where we have a problem. Because we done heard we shouldn't judge. But see the decisions that we make, we don't fully understand God. Let me say this again. As I hear, I judge. But my judgment is just and is righteous. See, whether we want to realize it or not, every day you're judging. People say, well, thou shalt not judge. The Bible said that you shouldn't judge. He's talking to the flesh. The flesh don't have the ability to judge. Make this light on yourself. The flesh don't have the ability to judge and use a godly judgment, meaning rendering a sound doctrine. You best judge. Because, see, let me show you something now. If the flesh don't have the ability to judge, why then do we give law enforcement kudos? And so those are brave people. They judging, right? Or are they doing the law? Hold on. If we don't have the ability to judge, how then do teachers exist?
Okay.
Because teachers judge all day, every day. That is a judgment. It's right or it's wrong. But don't get mad at the one who's doing it in the just way. My God. I love this, Mr. Breen. Don't get mad at the one who's judging in a just way. In other words, the judgment is not to hurt you. The judgment is to propel you, to show you that you're wrong or to show you that you're correct. In other words, law enforcement is important. Teachers are important, but Christians should be more important.
Amen.
Lord, have mercy. See how the devil then dumbs some things down? In other words, don't make a judgment. Because you don't have the ability. Who? If law enforcement can use the natural law and enforce it, who? I can use the spiritual law. I'm not telling you something I made up. I'm telling you something that he has already rendered.
That's right.
So don't say I'm judging you when it's already been written. I'm only telling you, thus says the Lord. Much like they tell you, thus says the law of Mississippi. Uh-oh. Now we're getting real today. Oh, we're going to get real in the morning. See, hard decisions made easy. Boy, it's not hard to make a decision when you are walking in the easy things of God. Remember, he said, my burden is easy. My yoke is easy. My burden is light. In other words, make it light on yourself. How you know your decisions are easy? When you do God's way. See,
amen.
It's easy to be natural law enforcement when I didn't write the law. All I got to do is know it. My God. My God. My God. Ain't that something?
It is.
It's easy for me to enforce something that I didn't write. All I got to do is know it. All I got to do is believe it. All I got to do is live it.
Okay.
And then I know, boy, y'all better hit me. Watch this. You're a good police officer. Denzel had it decent on training day, but he was just doing it in a demonic way. Some people, no, that's Blue Streak. Let me use Martin in Blue Streak. When he was playing a cop.
Okay.
Some people you have to let go. While others, in other words, it's not that you forgot, or it's not that you didn't, you know, judge them. In other words, some things are, listen, watch this. You see how Martin, he said, let the small fish go to catch the big one? The Bible says it this way. Choose your battles. To choose means to make a decision.
Amen.
Oh, have mercy. You go on a war over certain things that God didn't say go to war over. Remember when Jesus was on his way to the cross and these Samaritan people, they rejected him?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, the two disciples who was with Jesus wanted Jesus to start war, call hellfire from heaven. Jesus rebuked them and kept moving.
Right.
See, when you know law enforcement, you don't ticket everybody. Some people you give a warning to. Ooh. It's not hard when you're doing the will of the Father. Now, I done just confused some people.
Amen.
Some people just got confused. Well, why would you let certain things go and not other things go, this, that, and other? See, when you have a heart for God, you understand. You see how some police officers were saying, shoot him, stone that woman to death, translated. And then the head chief, the CEO, the law himself, came on the scene and said, hey, I know what's written in your law book, but let that one go.
Mm.
He turned crooked cops around. See, the decision ain't hard. Lord, have mercy. When you're doing it God's way. It ain't hard. The decision is no longer hard. If you look at life in general, look at every hard decision you had to make, and you'll see that you had your hand on it where God's hand should have been. In other words, your hand was stretched out to it, but you had the mindset that says, I know better.
Mm. All right.
See, one thing that we got to stop doing is excusing or making excuses for sin, making an excuse for our decisions. Because if you make an excuse for your decision, remember this life that you have is not your own. Do you not understand that you can be a blessing to people, but you also can be a curse?
Come on.
So the choices, the decisions you follow, that you bow down, that you implement today, you're affecting a whole bunch of people that you didn't even know tomorrow.
Truth.
Jesus' life was such on display that it still affects us today.
Amen.
Your life is on display as well. Do not stand before God and say, I didn't know the decisions that I made affected other people. I didn't know the impact that I had. You are important to heaven. If you were not important to heaven, God would have never created you.
Come on.
Let me say this to the person who don't think they're important. You are. You are important to heaven. God would not have created you. But make no mistake about it. If you go on that other side, he going to treat you much like he treat the devil. Make no mistake about it now. I got to let it be known so that our decisions are clear and concise. Remember, the Bible says it this way. To befriend the world is to be an enemy of God. Translated, if you cool with Satan, if you do not hate Satan, I'm going to hate you. Boy, you don't hear me. You don't hear me. I done heard people say, Mr. Bree, I done heard people say, I wanted to be the bigger person with the devil. So I communicated with him. How you want to be the bigger person with somebody? You see, those decisions that they make, they're making excuses for their decisions.
Okay.
That means they never knew the law. So how can I enforce something that I don't know? Just because you read the law don't mean that you know it. You know how many people read the Bible? I do believe in certain religions, they start in January and in December. But show me the power of what you just read.
All right.
Because when we say, I have a relationship with God and I'm in God, now hold on. If we're in a relationship with God, who's the man? And who the woman? Don't treat God like no punk. Okay. All decisions made, if we have a relationship with God, who is the man and who is the woman? That's the question. Answer the question, Miss Tiana. Well, we didn't got
God is the man, always.
Okay. Now, we say always, and I'm glad you're talking like that because I want people to see this. And he's the man always. You're saying that by mouth. How is he the man always and we live a life of bad decisions?
Truth.
Come on now. Boy, I like this talk. I like to see how that mouth gets us in trouble. Always. Really? Oh, really? That sounds good in theory, huh? But actions speak louder than words. And please, y'all, by all means, make our decisions easy. Don't say that, my actions show otherwise. Your actions are you. You are your actions. Your actions don't have a mind of their own. Somebody rule them.
Okay.
It's funny how we get in trouble and we'll start to separate ourselves from our actions as if our actions is a whole other entity. That's laughable. But it's not laughable because them same actions will send you to hell. So how can you separate from them? Them actions got you that degree and that raise, right? That spouse and them children, right? So why are you separating from them now? Don't act like you don't know them. You are them and them are you.
Okay.
We had this out-of-body experience in my actions. My actions, well, according to my actions. No, according to myself. That's you. But since God is the man in the relationship, and we're talking about making decisions easy, those who do not submit to God live hard lives. You know, that's that woman that says, I'm talking about to you too, fellas. I'm talking to myself too. Huh? Elevate your mind spiritually. We are God's bride, both male and female. The Bible says it this way. There will be neither male nor female in heaven.
Come on.
But Mr. Clark, that be the case, then how is God a man? He's man enough to be the head, but he's woman enough to be the breasted one. Because when we say we they start off on milk, where do you think you get your spiritual milk from, baby?
Yes.
And it don't come from the bottle. Oh, no. Oh, no. If you have glands that can produce milk, who you think you in the image of? See, I know I confused a whole bunch of people right there, right? But if you said that, man, let me go ahead and move forward. That's a whole other topic. But he's the man in the relationship. He's the stronger of the two. Because he's the man, shouldn't all decisions pass through him?
Yes, sir.
Huh?
Yes, sir.
Seminar.
They definitely shall.
Should all decisions go through him? We can't be in a relationship with God and making bad decisions. Somebody say, Mr. Carr, I disagree. Well, how do you disagree? Because didn't he say, my yoke is easy. My burden is light. See, meaning I don't know how mom and daddy raised you. You know, mom and daddy raised us to be independent. But see, my mama and my daddy didn't raise me to be independent because my mom and my daddy is God. Uh-oh.
Amen.
Try to make this hard decision of yours easy. When my mom and my daddy is God, God prepared me to be married to someone greater than my own thoughts. My God. See, mom and daddy raised you to be independent, meaning you don't need nobody else. But see, be careful of that, because see, there's one that comes greater. Oh, yeah, John the Baptist said it. In other words, don't elevate your thoughts above God's thoughts. The reason why it's difficult is because you refuse to submit to the man you say you're in a relationship with.
All right.
If you can't submit to him, how can y'all be in a relationship? In other words, if you can't submit to him, how can he be in you?
Yes, Lord.
Oh, yeah, we talk a whole bunch of talk. Just because you say Denzel don't mean that you know Denzel, and it don't mean that you're in a relationship with him. Because if you're in a relationship with Denzel, well, then when you talk to Denzel, there should be some power, because Denzel don't lie. So if you're in a relationship with God, the prayers of the righteous avail as much. In other words, your prayers must be fulfilled. It must be evident. There must be power on your life. In other words, I'm in a relationship. I can prove it. Watch the power on my life. In other words, when I pray, I, hard decisions made, I don't pray what I want. I submit to the man. I pray what he wants, because he watches over his words, not mine.
Amen.
See, my decisions are his decisions, because everything devil, goes through him. You can't pull me away from the man that I love. I don't want to entertain you. I will not address you. You are nothing to me, because what you give attention to is what grows in your life. You will make my life hard. You will make my decisions tough. You will make everything around me out of control dealing with you. See,
yes.
Satan's is conniving. Satan is clever. Don't ever get it twisted. Satan been around here much longer than we've been around here. And so we start making decisions outside of God. As a matter of fact, how we start making decisions outside of sound doctrine.
Right.
Women don't submit to their husbands. Husbands don't submit to God. And we're making all these decisions and making them hard. Come on, I'm going to go ahead and tackle it. Come on, Mr. Carr, you in that category, this, that, nothing? This is where we have children out of wedlock. Oh, I know that's a difficult topic people don't want to touch, but I told you. I will.
Right.
Who told you to make that decision? Engaged or not, who told you to make the decision? So now you make that decision hard. And you got to deal with it for the rest of your life. Mm-hmm. But it's hard decisions made easy. Now think about it. How much easier would that decision have been had you implemented God's will?
So much
now, if that be in that type of situation, hold on to the person who said, that's what I'm talking about, because I don't have no killings, but you got a whole bunch of sin. What about, boy, look, we're going around the table. Ain't no problem. Get your $5 behind down. Boy, make change. Huh? Ain't this something?
It is.
Hard decisions made easy. Huh? So what about the sin? Well, Mr. Carter, everybody sin. That's the problem. Look at the decision that you made to say that statement. Look at that. Where is the truth? But it's not applicable. Because it can be the truth about you and a whole bunch of stuff. But should they bring it out in your science class? Is that the proper time to bring it out?
Uh-oh. Nope.
I ain't here. That's not the problem. What they got to do with that? In other words, everybody has sinned. What they got to do with your judgment, your relationship with God?
Nothing at all.
Ain't this something? But watch this. Are decisions made easy? Have y'all ever heard when you keep people out your business, out your relationship, it goes much easier, much smoother?
Yes.
Now, we're supposed to keep people out, but why are we the ones inviting them in, talking about everybody's sin? See how you inviting people in your relationship with God? I thought you were supposed to keep people out your business. So why are you inviting them in, talking about where everybody messed up? Who's everybody? The relationship is between you and God, right? The decision is between you and God, right?
Yes.
See, when we submit to God, your decisions are made easy. In other words, decisions are actions, would you say? Choices, would you say? Mm-hmm. And judgment. Let's look at that last one. Judgment. Huh? Hard judgments made easy. In other words, you're going to judge every day. Mm-hmm. Now, whether it's easy or not, it's on you. Because it's easy when I know the one I'm in a relationship with. And since I know him and I live him, it's easy for me to enforce him. My God.
Amen.
My God. Hard decision. In other words, I'm a better judge. Lord have mercy. Y'all ever seen them judges on TV? You have the good ones and you have the hard ones. See, the good judges are very just and fair.
Right.
Anybody want to beg the difference? Don't we need judges?
Oh, yes.
The reason why we need a judge is because there's a thing called spirit and there's a thing called flesh. They don't like each other. And when something don't like each other, you know, like the criminal and the law, the woman and the man, when they don't like each other, they won't agree. Because when you don't agree, you don't like. See, everybody who talking about, I want to be the bigger person, that means they like what they done went through. Because you can only dislike something by not agreeing with it. Oh, my. It grows. It grows. Hello?
That's right.
Y'all follow me?
Yes, indeed.
Judges are necessary because judges are essentially the mediators.
Okay.
Ain't that happening? Judges make them hard decisions that y'all couldn't make on your own. They make them easy by enforcing something called a just law. Just is short for justified. You know, justice, justifiable. Which is short for being righteous. Which is short for being right. Which is short for being in God. Did I just break it down good for you? Here's the deal.
Yes, indeed.
Judges are important. Now, whether you become a judge that God can trust or not is on you. But at the end of the day, you either a good judge or you're a bad one. In other words, you one that will make God's life easy for people to see, or you're a judge that will make God's life hard for people to see. Now, your life, your actions indicate which one you are.
Yes. indeed.
Why is it so hard for people to get God? Why are their decisions hard when they got you in front of them? Well, I'm nice to people, nice and godly. Good and godly don't have nothing to do with each other. Because people will always misinterpret what is good. Don't babies misinterpret what is healthy?
Yes.
So please don't say I do a whole bunch for people. What does that have to do with it? Why do for people when you have yet to do for the one you're in a relationship with? You got it twisted. If we are smart and we want to make good decisions, huh? You know, them hard decisions, easy. Shouldn't we please the one who we're in a relationship with before we please anybody else? That's the problem, fellas. You too busy trying to please your homeboys as opposed to your spouse. Women, that's the problem. You too busy trying to please your homegirls as opposed to your man. And then we caught in the dilemma of hard decisions. How is it hard when I'm only trying to please one person? It ain't hard. Because if you don't like him, you definitely don't like me.
Come on.
What's so hard about that? So our decisions translated, our actions translated, our choices translated, our judgment. Look at choices. So that decision is a choice. That means I consciously or subconsciously decide. This is why the Bible says, choose ye this day whom you will serve.
That's right.
Somebody told me, well, show me in the Bible where it says you can't have feelings. And I said, show me in the Bible where it says you can't go to Texaco and drink its gasoline. I'm going to make your hard decision easy. See, now we're trying to play on God because we want it specifically to say exactly that. Well, I'm waiting on this one too. See, God give us something, huh, called a free will. In your will, you have the natural ability to make a conscious decision.
Yep.
You understand?
Yes.
There is no way, oh, no way, you can be in a relationship with God and feelings have overtaken you. Because the Bible that I read said there is no temptation known to man that God has not encountered. Whether you realize it or not, we talk about hard decisions made easy. Jesus had flesh too. That means Jesus was tempted. Now, Satan don't tempt unless there's already a desire. The Bible said we are drawn away by our own lusts and desires. So that means Jesus had natural desires, whether you want to realize it or not. Yes, he did. The thing is, he didn't submit to them. He submitted to the one he was in a relationship with, which made his decision easy.
Come on.
His choice was easy. My choice is easy when I don't have to think. My God. He said, lean not unto your own understanding, but to every word that proceeds out of the mouth of the Lord. In other words, my decision is easy for me to enforce the law when all I have to do is live it. All I got to do is love it. All I got to do is submit to it. All I got to do is obey it. It's easy for me to make better decisions, easy choices, when I'm not the one who has the dilemma. God, you got the dilemma. Oh, my God, y'all don't hear me. God is on your shoulders. God, you told me to do A, B, and C. Father, I've done A, B, and C, and I'm even doing what you tell me. Somebody said you can't question God. You crazy. Since when? The Bible said, remind me of my word, and I'm going to remind you. God, hold on. What you doing? They go to the question. Who said you can't?
Okay.
When you're in a relationship with somebody, see, outsiders don't know what a relationship is. But when I know the man that you don't know, I can question him because he told me to remind him, so I'm going to remind him. He gave me permission. Oh, my God. See, hard decisions made easy. The only time people say you can't question them is that you don't have a relationship like you say you have a relationship. Because who you in a relationship with that you can't question? Where you been? Who?
All right.
Who you talking to? Who? If he can question me, surely I can question him. Amen. Oh, y'all don't hear me. Y'all don't hear me. Thank you, Jesus, for revelation. Didn't he say, let it be do unto others as you would have them to do unto you? So if he asks me, why I can't ask him? Lord, have mercy. Just don't ask him in folly, in flesh. You better ask him in the spirit. He's a spirit.
Amen. Yes.
Now, why would God tell us to do something and be a hypocrite? He says, come on now, I'm about to make your decision easy. Didn't he clearly say, do unto others? Remember, he is the word that became life. So if he can do it to me, surely I can ask him.
Absolutely.
This is how you know people don't have a relationship, because they go on by hearsay. But when you have the blood relationship and you literally encounter God, huh? You respect God to the utmost. But he questioned me. I know I have the right to question him, because he would do to me what he won't done to him, Lord. That means he want to be questioned, but he want to be questioned. The only way you can question something is that you know what it should be doing. See, you can't question God when you don't know what he should be doing. My God. Oh, my God. I know what my God should be doing. In other words, you can't question something that you don't have expectation in. In other words, where there's no expectation, there's no investment. In other words, where there's no investment, how can you grow?
Come on.
Oh, I done broke it down for you real good now. I done made your decision real easy.
Yes, indeed.
Because I'm going to question my child because I've invested in my child. As a matter of fact, I'm going to question myself. Well, isn't that doubt? No, that's that flesh self. That means flesh, what the heck are you doing? And I want to answer. See, when you don't answer me, I got to get rid of you, flesh. See, the flesh can't answer everything. It's limited. You ever notice that's why people get quiet when they're wrong? See, the flesh is going to get quiet when it's wrong. In other words, your decision shouldn't be hard no more. The very thing that the flesh tried to get you to do, you shouldn't do, because they can't even give you a justified answer for why, as to why.
Okay.
Oh, my goodness. I love this, y'all. Huh? Decisions, your actions, your choices, your judgment. What about these actions? Your action is a decision, because you can't do something without, my God. You know, I call it the IPDE process, I-P-D-E. Identify, predict, decide, and then execute. Hold on. Identify, predict, decide, and then hold on. I identify what it is that I'm making a decision about. Okay. I predict what's going to be the outcome. I decide what I'm going to do. And as I make my decision, I execute my plan. See, if I decide to talk to that lady, I predict the first who I'm with. I'm with Tiana. I predicted. Let me see if she's going to find out. I don't think she's going to find out. I predicted. Well, if I get this lady my number and tell them I'm single. See, what happens is I identified who I wanted to talk to. I made a prediction about my environment around me. Is that kind of, yeah, there's consequences, but maybe if I lie, okay, cool. I decide what I'm going to do, and then I execute my plan. The problem is a lie, hard decisions come back and bite you in your behind. Hard decisions get even harder. Because once Tiana identify, she identified what I've done wrong, and she predicts and decides and execute her plan, now I got to try and lie if I want to manipulate her, which means practice witchcraft. See, all lies are manipulated, they're manipulating tools to say I've been caught, but I don't want to be associated with the lie. Uh-oh. See, your actions, hard decisions made easy. Hard actions made easy. Isn't it easy when we give it to the one we're in a relationship with?
Yes, indeed.
Give everything to God, not some. You know how people say, well, I didn't think that was important. If that wasn't important to them, you know, certain things we tell them and certain things we don't. You better tell them everything. Because when you tell them everything, that means the devil can't get in your ear, can't get in your heart. Can't get in your head, because he'll tell you how to respond to everything. Since I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. See, when I can do all things, doing all things is my actions. So since I can do all things through Christ, my decisions should be easy, because I'm only doing what he told me to do. And isn't it much easier? Boy, can I help somebody out? I'm not promoting fitness. But let me show you. It's easier for you to hire a trainer. It's easier for you to hire a mechanic. It's easier for you to hire a contractor. Just be careful about what you, but it's easier because you don't have to think. All you got to do is pay.
Right.
Uh-oh. Well, since the price has already been paid, shouldn't the decision no longer be hard but easy? My God. Lord, have mercy. Thank you for revelation. You made it hard when somebody lied to you and said, you owe me. You don't owe the devil nothing.
Yes.
You don't owe the devil nothing. The price has already been paid. In other words, it's easy. All I got to do is select which one I'm going to do.
That's right.
Either I'm going to do it God's way or I'm going to do it my way. And when I do it my way, I'm looking directly at the word hard. But when I do it God's way, I'm looking directly at the word easy. Now, hold on. Why would I want to make life hard doing it my way when I can make life easy doing it his? Let me show you. Didn't the Bible say this life that we have is not our own? In other words, it's easy because I'm not the thinker.
Come on. Come on.
It's easy. Lord have mercy. Lord have mercy. It's easy for me to order on the menu when you done already told me what you wanted. All I'm going to do is pick it up.
Yes.
Some of us, be sitting at the table. Mm-hmm. Somebody said he must have went out to eat. No, he didn't. Huh? Be sitting at the table and be talking about, can you come back in 5 minutes? You stayed there 20 minutes ago. Them people that came back 4 times. You see how hard it is? But see, what happens is you ultimately prolong nourishment. Huh? If you don't eat, how can you grow? If you don't eat God's word, my God, how can you grow? Mr. Carr, I eat God's word. No, baby. It's one thing to chew something and spit it out. Lord have mercy. It's one thing to chew and spit out. You can go up to them people in Costco all day and just grab a sample. You're not getting full off of that. See, you can't pick and choose the word of God. God wants to give you a four-course meal, and dessert ain't on the menu.
Come on.
In other words, God want to make your life easy. He want to make your decisions easy if you just give it to him. He's telling you how to eat. He's telling you what to select. He's telling you. Well, Mr. Carr, I don't know, though. The reason why you don't know because the relationship ain't as valuable as you say it is. How you not know your purpose and you in the one who's called purpose? You in a relationship with purpose and you not know your purpose. You serious? You got to be kidding me, right?
Come on.
You got to be kidding me. You in a relationship with God who knows all and everything hard. You know why it's hard? Because we have yet to submit. That's why it's hard.
Yes.
And that's why your decisions are, I don't know what to do. But he does. Your decisions can be so much easier when you just submit to him. Did you not know that?
Oh, yes.
You understand, y'all? Huh? Write these things down right quick. I'm going to give you 5 pointers. 6 even. I'm going to give you 6. I'm going to give you 6. Number one, all decisions made easy. Number one. We all can learn from our mistakes, all of us. Lord have mercy. Well, easy, that's simple, huh, y'all? He on his elementary stuff this morning, huh? That's simple. We can learn from our mistakes. In other words, to keep on doing the same old thing, expecting a different result, makes one insane. Why are you going back to something that you know didn't work before?
All right.
But now we got a different mindset. I'm the bigger of the two. That's a lie. You know what I'll tell you. You know the motive. Huh? We can learn from our mistakes. Write down Genesis chapter 2, verses 16 through 17. Huh? The Lord said it this way. The Lord gave him this warning. You may freely eat any fruit in the garden except fruit from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. If you eat of its fruit, you will surely die. Number one, we can learn from our mistakes. Mm-hmm. You see why God gave Adam responsibility over the garden? He can eat from any tree except the tree of knowledge of good and evil.
Yes, sir.
The tree of good and evil, y'all, is called in the Bible the tree of conscience. Mm-hmm. Ain't that something?
It is.
This is what I love about God, y'all. Rather than God physically stopping Adam, preventing Adam from eating, God gave Adam a choice. I love it. He gave Adam a choice. I love it. He gave Adam a choice. Mm-hmm. And when you give somebody a choice, you see how much they love you. Meaning you see how much they obey you. Meaning you see how much they submit to you. My God, when you give people a choice, I love this. That means God gave Adam a choice. That means there's a possibility he can do right, or it's a possibility that he can do wrong. Mr. Carr, can I tap you on the shoulder? Why would God allow him to do wrong? Because God wants to see where his obedience, his love, where his heart is.
Come on.
God wants to see where our heart is and our choices that we make. Oh! Oh! Because I wouldn't have done what Adam did. How you wouldn't have done what Adam did and we got a life called a garden? And he tell you what not to do, the tree what not to touch. He tell you what man not to touch, what woman not to touch, what thought not to have, what way not to live, and we still do it. We still eat from it. You wouldn't have did what?
Tell him.
Say it again. Oh, yeah, he done broke it down. I ain't look at it like that. I know. You can't see it like that when you have scales over your eyes. You wouldn't have done what? Don't talk about Adam when we're doing it on a daily basis. Oh, my God. As if I'm sorry, supposed to override the fact that you touched and ate from the wrong tree. You ingested it. Oh, my goodness. Don't drop your phone yet now. Hold on to that phone. You understand? We can learn from our mistakes, people. Mm-hmm. God still gives us choices, people, even to this day. And the thing is, we often choose the wrong choice. We make it hard on ourselves, don't we?
Mm-hmm. We sure do.
And when we make hard choices, when we make hard decisions, they're supposed to be easy. We make it hard. What it causes? It causes something like pain, huh?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. But see, even in your pain, God can help you learn and grow and make better choices in the future.
Come on.
You understand?
Yes, sir.
You understand? And see, consequences, yeah, you know what consequences are. They are the resultant of your choice, whether it be good consequences or bad ones. The consequences, don't consequences teach us to be more careful? Don't they?
Yes, indeed.
All right. There you have it. That's number one. Number one, we learn, or we all can learn from our mistakes. Number two, we all can demonstrate our obedience to God through the choices we make. My God, what else you want? You demonstrate your obedience, your alliance, if you married out there, if you single out there, if you're in a relationship out there, if you got a job out there, if you got children out there, if you got breath out there. Good, I'm going to say that one. Ain't that something? If you got breath out there, you demonstrate your obedience to God through the choices you make. You say, well, I'm going to do wrong because he did wrong. Baby, that's who you are, because regardless of what they do, you shouldn't do. Well, they hurt me, I'm going to hurt them. Let me say this again. I can't pour nothing out of my refrigerator that's not in my refrigerator. See, they didn't make you do it. All they did was stir it up. They stirred up what was already in you. Well, I wouldn't normally do that, so why do it now? If it's not you, it's not you. If somebody put a gun to your head and say, switch genders right now in 10 seconds, you about to be dead, because you know why? You can't switch genders. It's not me.
Yes, indeed.
Number two, hard decisions made easy. We all can demonstrate our obedience to God through the choices that we make. In other words, sir and ma'am, y'all being faithful to one another because, sir and ma'am, y'all faithful to God first. See, when you're not faithful to God, it's inevitable that you won't be faithful to your spouse, period. If you're not faithful in the natural relationship, you think you're faithful in the spiritual one? Ooh-wee. Mr. Clark, now you're wrong for that because you can't compare the two. Why you can't? Didn't the Bible say let it be done on earth as it's done in heaven? See, he gave a command. Either you submit to it or not. Why you can't? As a matter of fact, that is indicative. Because if it's not indicative, well, what else is God judging? Please tell me. You tell me he's judging your thoughts and not your actions? Please tell me.
Come on.
I need to know this one. The reason why you're obedient to your mother and your father is because you're obedient to God. Hello?
Yes.
So we can demonstrate our obedience to God through the choices that we make. Every choice that you make demonstrates how easy or hard your decisions were. In other words, it's no longer hard when God told me what to do and I'm going full steam ahead. I knew I wanted to go on a cruise, but I got to go to work. So that decision is easy. They talking about, well, you need a vacation. I don't care what you say I need. I'm in a relationship and he told me what to do. The problem is we live in 2019 and people don't want to listen to the man no more.
Come on.
And I'm talking about God, the man. Number three, hard decisions made easy. Number three, how we can make some good decisions here, y'all. Number three, prayer. Stand in communication with God. Is your essential resource in good decision making. Communication is key. Number three. Lord, have mercy. Communication is key. Number three. Your prayer life is important. And let me make this clear. Prayer is not just you getting on your knees and uttering your suggestions and what you want from God. Prayer is you listening to God. Who knows better, him or you? So since he knows better, prayer is communication. It's going to make my decisions easy. Since he knows better, shouldn't I be doing more listening than talking?
Come on.
Lord, have mercy. Did y'all catch me? I'm trying to bless somebody this morning. Didn't the Bible say, pray without ceasing? That's hard. No, it's not. See, that's your flesh saying it's hard. In other words, you got a hater around you called flesh. Your flesh hates God, and God hates your flesh. The reason why your flesh hates God, the flesh only hates God because God hates. Remember, God is the front runner.
All right.
Let me get this clear. The reason why you can pray without ceasing, I'm about to make this easy for you. I'm about to make your decision easy. Because prayer has everything to do with you listening. Not you saying, my God, I can pray without ceasing. All God is saying is listen to me without stopping. My God. Oh, my God. I know you've been a Christian all your life and didn't understand that scripture. Oh, you don't got to say, well, thank you, Mr. Carr. Thank God. Because we got too much pride because nobody want to look to the left and right side. I ain't know that. Yeah. Because you can't get on your knees in some occupations. Well, Mr. Carr, they say, I can't pray, I'm going to get fired. That is not wise. Stay on the job because people need you on the inside. But you can't take prayer out of my heart because you can't stop me from listening to God while I sit at my desk.
Amen.
I don't have to listen to him on the radio. The tune is in my heart. Oh, I'm my own choir this morning.
Yes.
But man, hard decisions made easy. He going an hour this morning, and would take longer if he needed to. If you can't take an hour on earth, you know you can't take eternity in heaven. Ain't gonna have no Dave and Buster's in heaven. Nope. No Dunkin' Donuts in heaven. Nope. Well, I don't shop at them anyway. Wherever you go, it won't have no Sears. Nope.
No Wally World? Huh? Walmart? Nope. Huh? Hello? You see how easy that is, y'all? Your prayer life is your communication life. Your communication life is more listening. You don't get before Oprah Winfrey and you do all the talking. You listen to what Oprah got to say.
Come on.
So, how did you got a relationship with God and you doing all the talking and we don't even know better? Oh, my. See, this is why it was so hard to pray without ceasing. See how I made the hard decision easy? Look at how hard the devil wanted you to have it. It's hard to pray. In other words, when something's so hard, hope comes off the table. My God, did y'all catch what I just said? When Satan makes it appear so hard through your flesh, hope comes off the table. Because if I don't think I have a chance, I'm not going to do it in the first place.
Yes, indeed.
That's when we start to ask God, why me? Why you chose me, God? Because my hope wasn't there. Well, if my hope was there, that means expectation was there. And expectation is there. I'm never going to say, why me? I know what I deserve.
Yes.
I know some people don't think they deserve anything good. Because somebody has stripped you of all your hope and your ambition, your love, huh? Your will. Ain't that, huh? But forget that. Strip me of my will, I still got his. Because that's the only one I'm going by anyway. You did me a favor. I no longer have to select between two. I got one, his.
Amen.
You understand? Number three, communication is key. Your prayer is essential. And you should pray without ceasing. In other words, you should listen without stopping. Because communicating with God requires that we listen. Mr. Carver, didn't the Bible say ask, seek, and not? Yeah. That's after I have listened. Listen requires that not only hear, but I do. See, listen. So when you listen to God, he's going to put you at a point to where you just almost immobilized. You can't move no more. Now you got to start to pray some more. Now you got to talk. Because God, now I done got to Houston. Well, you said you wanted me to go next, because you ain't tell me. Now he about to talk to you. Woo! But see, the thing is, you got to get to Houston.
All right.
He going to talk to you when you get there. Well, ain't that something like a scavenger hunt? No. It's called a faith walk. Know the difference. Huh? Because faith walk requires that I don't know what's next. I just know I need to get there. And he'll tell me what to do after that. Faith.
Come on.
All decisions. See how your decision easy? All you got to do is ride in faith. The reason why it's hard, because we don't trust what we don't see. Some people say seeing is believing. That's to the people in the flesh. That's why their decisions are hard. Seeing is not believing. Because if seeing is believing, well, God don't give you everything that you want. Is that the reason why you in a relationship with him and Satan at the same time? Talking about I wouldn't dare date two men. You a liar. You dating two men.
Tell it.
That's why it's called lukewarm. This is too good to me. Prayer is key, number three. Communication is key. Ain't that something, y'all? Number four.
It is.
Our decisions made easy. Number four, wise decisions. Let me give you number three. Write down Nehemiah 1 and 4. Go back and read that later. Nehemiah 1 and 4, number three. Number four, wise decisions result from seeking God's information. Number four, wise decisions result from seeking God's information. Write down Proverbs 18 and 15. Proverbs 18 and 15. Proverbs 18 and 15. Miss Tiana, can you read Proverbs 18 and 15? I want y'all to see this right quick. Proverbs 18 and 15. Remember number four? Wise, y'all writing it down? Decisions, write it down, result from seeking God's information. What does it say, Miss Tiana?
The heart of the prudent acquires knowledge, and the ear of the wise seeks knowledge. Amen.
Translated. Intelligent people are always open to new ideas. Translated.
Come on.
Intelligent people are always open to new ideas. In fact, they look for them. Ain't that something? In other words,
it is.
I always look for easier decisions. In other words, I always look for God's way, my God. I always look for God's way. It got to be a method to the madness. So I'm open to new ideas. Watch this now. The Bible says by the renewing of newness comes from God. In other words, I'm always looking from those who are always renewing themselves because they're going to help me renew myself and see if we can spin off each other. See, newness don't come from the old flesh. The flesh can't produce nothing new. Lord, have mercy.
Come on.
How ain't it funny? Ain't it funny that the flesh want to be just like God, but it can't? The flesh grows old, huh, and breaks down. God grows older and gets stronger. The flesh you had to scrub with soap. The word of God, you bathe in the blood. Ain't it funny it want to be just like God, but it can't? Juicy couture can only work in the flesh, not in the spiritual realm. Huh? It ain't Juicy Couture. It's called Juicy J. And I ain't talking about the rapper. I'm talking about Juicy Jesus. See, it's a different type of fragrance that can't be matched. Okay. It ain't even on the market yet. Don't take my idea. I need my 10%. You understand? Real talk.
Yes.
Number four, wise decisions result from seeking God's information. Number five, Jesus is our best model for good decision making. Number five, Jesus is our best model for good decision making. Number five, Jesus is our best model for good decision making. Write down John 5:17. Ooh, I love it. John 5:17. Jesus is our best model for good decision making. Hard decisions made easy. Can you read John 5:17? And read it slowly, Miss Tiana, so everybody can hear this. John 5:17, y'all. What you got?
But Jesus answered them, "My Father has been working until now, and I have been working." Amen.
Translated, my Father never stops working, so why should I?
Come on.
Why should I? My decisions are easy. Because his is evil. Since when, Lord? See, y'all would have thought that Lucifer was a hard decision. I do believe that God cast him like that. How hard was
that?
Lord, have mercy.
It wasn't hard at all.
Oh, Lord, have mercy. The Bible said within the twinkling of an eye, Lord, have mercy. Since when has it ever been hard to get rid of sin? The only reason why it's hard for you to separate from your past, from your sin, is simply because of this. You got a flesh that want it. But see, here's the thing. There's nothing about God that's flesh. Even when he became flesh, Jesus, the spirit was so strong that it still was easy.
Amen.
Ain't that something?
It is.
Oh, ain't that something? Y'all understand? It was not a hard decision for him to get rid of. So since it wasn't hard for him to get rid of sin, it shouldn't be hard for us to get rid of sin. Why? It's not because I mimic him. It's because he lives within me. And when he lives within me, I submit to all of him. And when I submit to all of him, what he wants is what I want. And what I want doesn't matter.
Come on.
See, when you love somebody, you put them before you put yourself. You see how the world told you, baby, you got to love yourself first? Who want to challenge me on that? Star 5. Go ahead and challenge me on that. Love yourself first, because we'll talk behind. You go to the floor, wherever you at. Go ahead and put that challenge on the table, because I'm gonna remind you of something. If he loved himself first, there would be no cross, there would be no salvation, there would be no plan of redemption. Go ahead and challenge.
Amen.
He sent his only son. Does that mean he loved himself first? Come on, go ahead and challenge that. As a matter of fact, loving yourself requires that you have. If you love yourself, that means you got to love your flesh. The very thing that he said get rid of on a daily basis. And lean not into your own understanding. No. The Bible says, even when you decide to take up your cross and follow God, you must hate your mother and father, yes, even yourself. In other words, if it don't look like God, taste like God, work like God, I don't want it. My decision easy.
All right.
You can't love yourself and God at the same time. That's when life becomes hard. Because you know what God say do, and you know what you want. Now you're caught up in a dilemma. Well, you shouldn't live with dilemmas. You should live with discipline.
Yes.
See, yourself is indicative of a child. But God is significant of the law. He's indicative of the law. He is the law. The child versus the law, which one are you going to listen to?
The law.
Hmm? Children lie. But they're innocent. How much they know? They'll tell you they ain't your friend in a minute. Depends on how you, what they perceive as danger or not. Y'all got it? Number five, Jesus is our best model for good decision making. In other words, since the Father never stops working, we should never stop working. In other words, we should always be making good decisions, meaning good, meaning easy. It's easy because he already did this already. There's no temptation known. So since there's no temptation known, I'm going to the law. I'm going to look up that temptation that you're trying to try me with, and I'm going to make it easy because it's already written what's going to happen. Hello?
All right.
Number six, good decisions can be made in spite of doubts. Regardless of your doubt, good decisions can be made. In other words, in spite of how fearful or doubtful the devil tries to make it, don't make it hard. Make it easy.
Yes.
Good decisions can always be made. And good in this sequence is indicative of godly decisions. Okay? Y'all got the word of God this morning. Okay? We're coming back this evening. Ms. Tiana, go ahead and pray for us, please.
All right. Let's bow our heads. Heavenly Father, we are so grateful that you have blessed us with the word this morning. Heavenly Father, may we take that word and feast on it. Heavenly Father, may we take it, and as we feast on it, may we grow in it. May we take it, and as we grow in it, may we share it with others. So Heavenly Father, they too can receive of your amazing food. We are thankful again for this ministry and for our leader. So as we go forward on this day, let's do so with open hearts and open minds to continue to receive you. We thank you for this journey. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Y'all have a great morning, okay? And make sure you get a chance. Call in this evening. You know, every call is going to be a little different, okay? But it's going to be full of food, each and every call. All right? Y'all have a great day, and I'll see y'all this evening at 8 p.m.
All right. Goodbye.